American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the beautiful Dogwater Studios in Reno, Nevada, the biggest little vortex in the known universe. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I am your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. And I'm here with my friend Dogwater Dick, as usual. And nobody else showed up, but that's okay. We got the rocking sounds of Frankly Fictitious, so check that out.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yes, Rory Dowd has taken the day off, his last day off of his wedding nuptial honeymoon, and will be rejoining us next week for sure. So stick around for all that. We could talk about the wedding a little bit, Rick, if you want.
Fuck yeah. But I mean, it was just a wedding.
Yeah, he is now married to Diana, and she is Mrs. Rory Dowd.
Yay!
She took his name. Now, Rick, as a gay man, what is your opinion? And I don't mean to put your gayness and everything, but...
My gayness?
Yeah.
Is that like anus with a G? My gayness.
But, I don't know.
How much dirtier it is when you spell it different? My gayness.
I guess it doesn't even have to be a gay thing at all. But, like, what do you feel about the women who don't take somebody's surname?
Dude, I think that I'm very forward-thinking. I think that's kind of awesome. But then when you really love someone, like, I always thought if I married somebody, I would want to make their name part of my name.
Uh-huh.
Like as a real world symbol of what's actually happening. But then when I divorced from them 6 months later, I would feel stupid that I would have to go through all the trouble to get that shit removed. My mom was Linda Spagnola for many years, mm-hmm. and it was always like, I'm a divorced woman and I still have my husband's stupid name. She never went back to her maiden name. Mm. And I will say, when I was younger and less forward thinking than I am now, I remember seeing a check from a client at the business I worked at, and it said it had the two names, and both of them hyphenated both names. And do you know what I thought at the time?
What?
What a faggot to do that. Like, what a stupid, like, oh, that guy has no balls.
You can tell. I almost did that shit.
Yeah, so.
I'm glad it didn't. And, but my wife, my wife, I've had a few wives, fellas, but anyway, my wife.
Have they all taken your name?
The wife I'm with that I love, and she took my name. The other one was gonna hyphenate, but then just, I think, ended up keeping her own name.
Wait, like, I swear I'm gonna do this and then never did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Or, yeah, it was just kind of. All right, just be you then. That's totally fine. I don't care either way because I think it's up to the lady. And if she's good enough to marry me, then I'll stick by her silly name rules. But I was just wondering how you felt. I can tell you I felt more relieved that my wife took my last name because it, like, makes my dad happy, you know?
Right.
Mr. Grandpa Ramirez and the we don't have any kids or nothing, but the dogs, you know? Anyway, they call him Grandpa. You guys have any kids, Frankly Fictitious?
No.
God, I hope not.
We're way too young.
I just celebrated my 21st year anniversary of not having any relationship whatsoever.
Yeah. Let's give him a hand.
Johnny, that's sad.
Yeah. Did you drink?
He drank a lot.
Oh, my God.
You have a relationship.
It's not a healthy one, but you got one.
I have an abusive relationship with my drum set. Her name is Treshawn, and I like to beat her all the time.
She was asking for it, dude.
Yeah.
She loves
it.
She loves it.
Yep.
She's a drum set. That's what they're for.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
That's not how drums work, Chewy.
I know. He's terrible.
I tried to tell him. Keep your pants on when you play the drums. It doesn't work that way,
man.
Bro.
I know.
Anyway. Yeah. So, Rick, let's talk about Rory's wedding. Mr. Dow got married. How was your experience at the wedding?
I was all flustered and stressed out. Had to get done with work, come home, throw on dress clothes, race there, knowing that I was so late that I was going to walk up right when they were fucking walking down the aisle. Made it there 5 minutes after four when it was supposed to take place at the park. Beautiful place. Thank God it's 3 minutes from my fucking house, or I would have been even later. And the first face I see is Riku.
Yeah.
Like your mom.
She was pretty happy.
She's so
bitch.
She's so sweet. And I saw her face and I all my tension melted away immediately. And I was like, Riku, I love you so much.
Aww. Cry your vagina to sleep.
Right. Anyway, so she and she looked at me for a second and didn't recognize me because I was wearing a tie.
Uh-huh.
You know? And then she realized it was me.
Suck a dick off a cliff.
I wish, honey. And then Riku hugged me, and it was all was right with the world. And Roy's parents were there, and it was just an endless. The wedding was great, but it was an endless parade of people that I love that I hardly ever get to see.
So you had to make the rounds, right?
So no, it was just flowing like oh, I want to talk to you forever. No, I want to talk to you forever. No, I want to talk to you forever. And you know, plenty of good times with Veronica, and I hadn't seen Ron in a long time, Rotten Ron, and mm-hmm. I hadn't seen and Rory's parents, fuck, I hadn't seen them in forever, and Rory's sister, and Rory's brother, and the whole thing. It was just fucking, so that was awesome. Couldn't hear Diana's vows at all.
They're funny.
Yeah, goddamn it. I wish I could have made that out. I was funny. In the back, so, and there was no microphone. They had it at an outdoor, lovely garden place. It was wonderful, you guys.
Yeah, up at Wilbur D. May Museum area up there. Really beautiful. I like that. I thought the setting was perfect, you know.
Hell yeah.
I liked everything, but yeah.
And the man who married them, the wonderful Streis, Sean,
yeah.
Reverend.
Our webcaster.
Fuck yeah, part of the show.
Webmaster.
I got to meet his twink boyfriend that I'd never met before, so that was
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, where's
too.
He from?
Portland.
Right on.
And I guess
very nice fella.
I guess Sean talked him into moving here.
Oh, far out. Wow.
So, welcome. Yeah, which, you know, and that you know why that happened? Because Sean's fucking hung, okay? I'll move closer to that dick. So, yeah.
All right. There well, that's Rory's wedding.
The food was great. I loved how they had cupcakes instead of a cake. That's nice.
Yeah, that's always nice. Fuck. Yeah, I can't eat a whole cupcake anymore. I'm getting old. You guys are going to hate it when you get older.
Oh, I hate you. But dude, and then fucking before we left there, Ron leans over to me and goes, "Hey man, so instead of going to the fucking bar, you want to go back to my house and we'll hot tub naked?"
That's spicy.
Rotten Ron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't at the bar
with his girlfriend.
I didn't know at the time he suggested that. Well, he said, "Yeah, come hot tub." And I said, "Okay, I'll just run home and grab my suit." He's all, "Oh, you don't need that." You know, it's just us. And it was one of those moments of wow. And just so, and Jason, just so you know, fucking yeah. Ron's he's a little bit younger than me, but in fucking great shape, covered in tattoos,
he's
and he's a firefighter. Oh. A forest firefighter.
Damn.
So he's a forest ranger firefighter dude, and he's fucking lean as fuck, and a dear, dear friend that I've known a million years. Dropped a lot of acid with that fucker.
Jesus, nice. We can hear his erection.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, so, and I never actually had a crush on Ron, but I always thought he was fucking cute, you know, so. Yeah. So that was like a wow, go to the bar or go get naked with Ron and maybe his girlfriend.
I know which one I would choose.
Fuck yeah. So anyway, so that was fun. So.
Was it fun? How did the date
and
end?
Really, really, we just sat in a hot tub naked and talked. It was awesome.
Right on.
Still pretty cool.
Nothing. There was no.
Did they drink wine and you?
Oh,
were
and she
totally
didn't.
Straight.
She had work to do, so it was just me and Ron, which sucked because she seemed very nice.
See, that's another detail I would like to know.
Yeah, so it's just a fucking sausage party in the hot tub.
Yeah, it was
you guys.
A sausage. Well, yeah. I went to the bar. It was fun. We went over to the Lincoln Lounge for the after debauchery where the older folks could go home and not have to be made to suffer at a dive bar. Or it's not a dive bar. It's a nice bar.
Hell yeah.
But you know what I mean. Where the dancing was and all that. And it was fun in the backyard. They have a really nice outdoor patio with lots of room and they had DJ and stuff. And really nice. Very fun. A lot of, again, like you were saying, a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time, so we're a lot of catching up. But then I had to rip over to Eddie and the Subtitles.
Oh, my God. Chase,
and they were doing the Adolfo benefit.
Fuck.
Got there at 11 o'clock right when they're on stage, and I had bought Mikey a stuffed giraffe and a flower, like a rose, you know, thing. We'd already done her birthday, but this was one more last thing, you know, so I'm in my tux still from the wedding. Got that stuff, go into the punk rock bar at Shay's, walk up to the stage and hand her thing, and then everybody said happy birthday to Mikey in the bar, and it was really, really cool. good
really,
way to
when
end
you
the
when
day.
You're a good husband, it's not birthday day, it's birthday season.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totes. That's it's not over really. It's just a weekend's over.
And they just kick more and more ass, don't they? In the subtitles.
Oh fuck, yeah.
Like it just gets better and better every time I hear them.
Yep. Yep. Yes. It was good. Good show. A lot of more people who hadn't seen him before up front, and it was rad. And then Evil Ash, I think, was on after that.
Oh, you guys, fucking guys, rad!
Right?
You yeah, guys we played Ash, with them. Yeah, they're so fucking fun.
They are.
Oh man.
And there was a bunch of bands before that, but I just saw the subtitles and you, Mike, you went home. It was a long day, but I was getting carted around and got there. Mikey had the car, so she drove me home, and that was. Sweet, because I haven't gotten hammered like that. Wedding hammered in a while. Wedding hammered was pretty fun, but I paid fucking dearly on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know because it's been a long time, but the hangovers just get worse and worse, don't they?
Oh, they're brutal, man. Yeah.
Like
it's,
I used to...
They're enough to scare you when you're out, too, you know.
Like, I know...
If you're still starting out, you're like, no. You know that slippery slope, though. A couple go in, and then it's fucked.
Yeah,
it's fucked
I'm not
tomorrow.
Stop. And then I always, but the hangovers were never bad for me because I just fucking got drunk in the morning.
Yes, yeah, and I can't do that. I can't hair
you
the
can.
Dog.
You can. It's easy. You just pour whiskey into
maybe
a glass.
Maybe on a Saturday.
And, yeah.
Well, I guess I could have done that Saturday, but Saturday. I looked at it and was all, oh, God, no. Fuck, no.
Oh, see, I loved that. I was yeah. like, oh.
I didn't
two
drink
shots,
until
feel
Sunday
fine.
Night. I had a beer. Went way late, like 8 o'clock
nice.
Before bed. Yeah.
Nick, you're never going to be an alcoholic. I don't know what your problem is.
No, I've been just trying hard, but I think you're right. Fuck that shit.
God damn it.
All right, enough of us. Frankly Fictitious, how's it going?
Going all right. How about you?
Happy
pretty
you.
Pretty fucking good. We got Jason on
me.
The bass. Say hi.
Hi.
Then we got Caden on the git.
Hi.
And we got Johnny downstairs on the drums.
Ah! All Johnny, right. Did you have coffee? Dude, we always, every time we have a session, it's just like, fuck, Johnny, don't drink all the coffee. I'm going to drink coffee!
Every time.
Why don't you guys give us a song, and then we'll get into who you are and what you do and how you do it.
Who we are.
I guess we're getting what you do right now.
Right.
And in the studio, I can see how you two do it. Can imagine how Johnny's doing it.
Yeah. He just flails. Yeah, it's like like the Tasmanian devil action.
All right, what do we got? Ah, this is a good one.
Okay.
Shall we do the H-bomb?
Are we doing H-bomb?
The H-bomb.
I do love that song.
It's a good song.
Building not happening.
Jesus.
We usually feedback horribly at the
end
there.
It's usually obnoxious.
Oh, amazing. There's no feedback because you're in a different room.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, noted. God. Thank you.
Dan, your band sucks, people.
God, Riku, what is wrong with Riku?
That's not polite.
Sounds like my dad.
Remember we talked about blurting?
Shut the front door.
I swear, there's voices in my head, and it's not good. I don't know. There's nobody in the same room as me, and there's voices.
Johnny, this is nothing new for you.
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
Riku. Well, I'm Puerto Rican. Why don't we catch up?
Oh. I think, is that me? I'm the close friend who's Mexican?
I think so.
Okay.
It's actually her little friend at school.
Oh, okay.
We were, anyway. So, dude, fuck, I love that Johnny's contribution to the guitar and bass back and forth solo is to just scream the number four.
Hell yeah.
Four!
We could never come in on time without it.
It's the only four!
We actually have it listed in the lyrics. It's just four.
Yeah, on the lyrics it says, hit me, and then four. And you'll never hear me say that number again because it's bad luck in China. So,
dude, what the fuck?
I usually say lucky.
What the literal fuck,
I like
Johnny?
To say the number seven because that's good luck. Sevens are lucky numbers.
Okay,
whatever. I mean,
but you did say four.
Floats your boat.
This is literally news.
That
to
is
us.
The only time I'll say that number.
And it's bad luck in China.
Yeah, the elevators in China don't have that number.
That's weird.
Like, you know how we don't have the number 13 on hotel floors? Yeah, no, I'm not joking. Look it up.
Like, it's just like when you guys told me that Rupert Holmes was a rapist.
No, is it Rupert Holmes?
So when you get to the fifth floor,
I keep thinking it's Rupert.
You think you're on the fifth floor, but
it's like the 13th floor here.
Yeah. But only in China.
But really, man, you
know
what floor you're on.
I know what the Chinese middle finger is.
Right.
Oh, what's that? What's that?
Your pinky.
Oh.
I've heard that.
So
that's
so
news to me.
That's fucking weird. And dude, I have Rupert Holmes' Wikipedia right here, and there's nothing about being arrested for rape.
Ow.
Well, I mean, he might not have been arrested. Maybe he got away with it.
Oh, this
I
is
don't
before
know.
The show, so the audience has no idea what we're talking about.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Rupert Holmes is the guy who's saying
pina coladas.
Pina coladas. Okay.
Do you like pina coladas?
Frankly Fictitious, which now I'm starting to gather from their name, if this is not true, believes that this man was put in jail for rape, right?
Those two.
Hey, I heard it from a guy, so like it's his fault.
And what does it say?
Is this like Rupert Holmes, born David Goldstein? Oh, he doesn't want you to know he's a Jew. was born on February 24th, 1947, is a British-American composer, singer, songwriter, musician, dramaticist, and author. He is widely known for his hit single, Escape, the Pina Colada Song, 1979, and Him, 1980. He is also known for his musicals, Drood, which earned him 2 Tony Awards and Curtains, and for his television series, Remember When.
Hmm. Okay, well, he has 2 Tonys, so like, what does that say?
That he must
that's
be
all
a rapist.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying here.
Clearly. And then I looked down at the bottom to find, like, he was jailed for rape in, like 2006.
He was.
There was nothing.
Oh.
A Time to Kill was produced by
He was not.
I just read the end of the thing, and Kaden, none of them ended in jail.
What?
You gave me false information.
I didn't
How
tell
dare
you that.
Yeah, you did.
Fake news,
but
fellas.
You know, but Bill Cosby would have had this exact same thing 10 years ago.
Exactly.
I bet you took it out of the Wikipedia page because he was known as false or because they don't want you to know what who he really is.
Or that's not how Wikipedia works.
It is how it works.
It's a conspiracy from Big Holmes.
In these times, we can't tell what is real and what is false and what is
true.
We're
going to start this now?
Yes.
Oh, boy. This we're going to do?
I guess,
is this what we're going to do?
Yep.
My initial search was Pina Colada song rape, and nothing came up. So,
that really surprises me that nothing came up.
The lyrics to the Pina Colada song came up, but nothing that had the word rape highlighted.
They don't want to highlight
Google
that
was thinking,
word.
Clearly you misspelled something because no one else searched this.
No, like they don't want to highlight that word because it's offensive to people.
Right.
I mean, that is
I don't think you guys should spread that story anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think the Pina Colada guy raped
it's already guy. It's already going to be on the internet as of Thursday, so
plus
if you want to pick on someone, Gary Glitter's your man.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
We, you know.
Fuck that guy.
Why?
And he was a one-hit wonder.
What
he raped children or something, or like he likes to fuck little
Wikipedia proof on that.
And Roman Polanski.
Oh, you'll find that.
Roman Polanski too, right? But he just dated a 13-year-old, right?
And Roman Polanski, very different. What was her name? The girl who's killed by the Manson family.
Sharon Tate.
Are you on mic?
Wasn't he married to Sharon Tate?
He was married to Sharon Tate, and she was pregnant with his baby when she was murdered by the Manson family, and the baby cut out of her stomach.
Right.
Yeah, because you know.
So in a weird way, do we feel like it's okay that he then dated a teenager?
No.
No, it's not okay.
Didn't
he have to like live in Europe since then? Or I don't even know.
It hasn't been okay when Jerry Lee fucking Lewis did it in the 50s.
My fans will understand.
And his cousin, to boot.
Oh, you mean
those are different times
in
different place, but still bad. I don't care who you are.
Jesus, that's fucking awful.
Some people.
I know. That is not.
That's how you get hemorrhoids.
Musicians, man. It's
possible.
These musician people. God. Mm.
Anyway, we don't want to talk about the bad things a few rotten apples did. Let's talk about the good things these fresh young faces are doing right here.
Yeah, you're a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing your age with the audience?
We're all 21. Like, barely.
I'm not Jason, 21.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm the oldest.
Barely.
Very cool.
I turned 21 12 days ago.
Yeah.
It's the 12 days of 21 for Johnny.
Yeah, it's like 21-12.
12 days of 21.
Are you big Rush fans?
Well, I play the drums, so I have to be.
That's true.
It's an obligation.
I play the bass, so I have to be.
Okay.
I enjoy Rush, so yeah.
Okay. All right. My wife plays drums and bass, and she hates Rush.
In your pants.
But chicks don't really get Rush. I don't think. Not a lot of them.
I can't stand Rush.
Some cool ones do.
Yeah, we've had this conversation. Yeah.
Actually, we have.
Yeah.
I hate Rush. I hate the Doors.
Not because
of bass
playing or the drumming. You said.
It's the voice.
You said it's the voice.
Yeah. In both cases, it's the vocals.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, fucking dude.
Rick,
Geddy Lee's,
Rick.
Geddy
I like
Lee's
the voice.
Voice is so
I
annoying.
Like the voice.
If I could just pitch it down an octave, I would love the band.
Rick, have you heard Rush's debut album? Because that's where Geddy's voice was super, super ungodly high.
Oh
higher than all the other
like
singers.
Like their first
you can
album
imagine.
Before he went through puberty and got low.
Yeah, he was probably like, he was probably like 18 or 19 when he did the debut album or something like that.
Right, like the earliest recordings of The Cure doing Boys Don't Cry. I'll say I'm sorry if I thought that it would change your mind. His voice is all like fucking high pitch. It's really cute.
Oh my God.
Like, aw. Oh, Robert.
Or like that first album by that one band, what were they called? Frankly Fantastic or something?
No, they're Frankly Fantasy
or something like
Frankly
that.
Frankly
Phantasmoids.
How about Frankly
like
Tits?
Oh my God, guys,
Frankly
why
tits.
Are we not Frankly Phantasmoids?
Why
like,
are
that
we?
So great.
That's
about,
so much better.
What about Frankly
Fuck.
Tits?
I mean,
Frankly
I guess.
Tits.
Frankly yeah. Tits.
Frankly
That's pretty frank.
Tits.
Yeah, that is pretty frank.
It sends a message for sure.
But then I think of like Frank's Tits, and I don't know about that.
I like.
I, yeah.
I think that's a rad band name, dude, Frank's Tits.
Frank's. Yeah, hell yeah,
Frank's Tits.
I'd play in Frank's Tits.
Yeah, I'm sure
I'd
you
play
would
all up in them.
Because then it's funny, and no one will get mad at you about tits because it says Frank's Tits.
Yeah,
yeah,
fucking A.
And you could be talking about hot dogs for all they know,
or just you know, pecs,
or Frank could be a girl.
Titty
we
fucking.
Don't know.
Yeah,
Frank, we don't
Frank
know.
Could be a girl.
Frank Lina. Frank Lina.
Frank's tits.
Fat dude.
Francesca.
Francesca, yeah. There you go.
So, you're 21. How long have you been together as a band?
That's an interesting story.
Since New Year's Eve 2013.
That was the...
-9 months.
That's when we originally... Is that originally?
Minus...
Yeah, that was the first day we were all sitting there and we're like, let's start a band.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And -9 months. So, like 4 years -9 months.
Okay.
Did any of you play at that time?
I've been playing drums for since 2008, so 5 years.
Fuck, okay.
And then now I've been playing drums for 9.
Johnny kind of seems like he knows what he's doing. And the rest of you? Jason, you didn't play shit at that time, huh?
I played keyboard poorly.
Oh my God,
every
fucking gay kid.
It was bad.
You should have heard his.
Yep. Oh my God.
We used to cover this song Wild Thing by the Trogs, and he had the absolute worst keyboard solo in the history of the world.
Oh my God, it was.
I tried to mimic the Ocarina solo they had. It didn't end well. It did not end well.
Nope. There's footage of that.
It was like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just like, if you took the Ocarina solo...
I believe the word you're looking for is bad.
If you took the Ocarina solo, shoved it down a tuba, put the tuba inside an elephant, and had it shit out the entire thing.
In a different key.
Yes.
It became a trombone.
Nick, this is what it's like being on sessions with them.
It's the worst.
It became, it turned the tuba and ocarina.
So you're making a lot of money.
The tuba and ocarina went into the elephant's digestive system and came out as a trombone. Yeah.
That would work better the second time. I'd go with that one.
Takes him a few tries.
Rick, we're going to fix that in post.
I hope so.
All right. So, another question of mine. Who are your influences then?
The Yellow Snails.
Okay. So, honestly, this sounds super lame, but our biggest influence easily is Rock Band.
Like the video game.
The video game.
Oh, and the three of you played it? Because
like as kids, we would like spend hours playing Rock Band and just being stupid and like doing power slides and being little assholes with it.
Yeah.
And then one day, we were sitting there and I was like, wow, I play guitar, you kind of play keyboard, you play drums. We know this guy who plays bass. If only there was something we could do with that. That was like Rock Band. We should start a fucking band. That's what we should do.
Oh, I thought
no. Well, I mean, our first idea was just take all the instruments and time together and throw them into the hot tub. But yeah, we figure a band would work too. I mean, it was a good second choice.
Dude. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. So,
I think a lot. Yeah. You show more wisdom with that second choice.
Yeah.
I mean, some nights I stay up
beyond
late
your age.
Some nights I stay up wondering, you know, what if?
Faggot.
Damn, Riku.
Oh, she's so mean.
I know. You're not allowed to say that. Jesus. We don't know if you're gay or not yet.
I am.
No, not you, Rick.
This
I mean,
is,
Riku.
This is,
no, we
Riku.
Already knew about you, Jason.
That's why
we already knew.
If she's gay,
this is,
then
this is
right,
not
you
news.
Can
everybody
say
knows
that.
It.
I'm just making sure
that's our
Nick
word.
Knows it now.
Anyway.
Nick, do you have any friends you can set Jason up with?
I mean,
Jason's getting all the D he fucking needs. Jason's doing fine.
Yeah, he's young, man. I just know old people.
I went on a date earlier this morning with a guy, so I mean,
yeah. Did you clean up afterwards? Not well, that kind of date.
Yeah, we
gay
the
dates
coffee.
Usually gay dates usually end in restroom sex, right? That's how I picture it.
Yeah, not this one.
Nice, dude. Old fashioned and shit.
Yeah, it was actually
classy,
fucking rad,
man.
How clean and classy.
Of course, the night before I went out to a bar, and then things got heated. But
oh my god, what's the hot in gay bar now?
5-star saloon.
Dude, yeah. Every time I've been there in a couple years now, but it was always fucking just a ton of straight people.
That's the one we go to.
Fuck.
Last time I went there, no, there was a gay guy and things.
There was a gay guy at
the
gay bar.
That's what makes
it a gay
bar. There were 4 people there, including Jonathan and myself.
Yeah.
And that was it.
So there was and another
gay
guy?
In the more, yeah.
So there were 3 gay guys.
I mean, if you include the bartender.
So 4 gay guys, including Johnny.
Including Johnny.
Oh, okay, I guess I'm gay now. Okay.
Well. Surprise!
You know, I have all the evidence stacked against me. I mean, you know, I've never had a girlfriend or anything. And
I keep dragging him to gay bars.
And yeah, I keep frequently these gay bars, which is because it's like the only bar open on every day until 5 a.m., which is when I go out usually.
Oh, you don't like chicks.
He's a little late. He has to go out at late at night, and the only places open, Riku, are the gay bars.
Yeah, that's
or
what
Shay's
I,
24.
Dude, that's
seven.
What I told my mom when
Shay's
I was going
two.
To gay bars, too.
Yeah, she
Shay's
he does
two,
go to
but,
Shay's.
Yeah, which we actually, my friend, he's born the exact same day, exact same year as me, and we went to Shay's Tavern, and he ends up puking on the floor trying to cast it into his cup, which is already full of water or something, and it just goes everywhere.
He puked into his own cup.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. And then we just kind of mosey on out of there.
We didn't know what to do. We were all drunk, so we were just like, okay, let's just we were all paid up and everything, and we're like, okay, let's just go. And then he ditched the shirt at a bus station.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So then he was like freshly puked and shirtless and drunk.
Yeah.
Well,
so
he had a. Didn't he have a second shirt?
He had like a t-shirt.
He had a t-shirt on under it.
Okay.
Too bad.
So he wasn't shirtless. Unfortunately.
Okay, so Jason has been trying to fuck my friend for like a long time.
Well, and Johnny, understand, too. It's not about trying to fuck them. It's just nice to be around cute dudes.
No, but Jason's actively trying
to
fuck them.
No.
Oh, you really are.
Yeah.
Like every time I get
like
drunk.
Jason, we'll be sitting there. We will all be sitting there like talking about whatever, and then Jason will just turn to this guy, like lean on him and go, if you want, I'll suck your dick.
No joke.
I mean, not in those exact words.
Yes, in those exact words. You were on my fucking couch, you goddamn animal.
Wow. That was once.
Pump the fluid in me, Louie.
And this is our live.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Right. Anyway, that's fucking rad. I remember back when.
Oh,
I remember back when I was.
Spunk.
Stone spunk.
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 Spunk!
That's the one.
Spunk examinations are always free.
All right, let's hear some more music from
Frankly Fictitious.
More music.
No, far more than we want to about them. So let's get to the music.
What are we playing?
What would you like to play? I already picked the first song. One of your turns.
I vote Flow.
I was gonna say Flow too.
Yay!
Hell yeah! Look,
I vote Flow.
It's about, a girl special time.
I thought it was about
close enough.
You guys ready?
The chick at Mel's Diner. We'll be right back.
The only thing I need is your flow.
Oh.
Oh, Johnny.
That would explain it.
Are you wearing your little crown of...
I am not.
Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
Oh, I forgot. That's... We used to strap that shit to his fucking head.
Oh. Yeah.
Do I got to come fix something?
Yeah, could you please get me a thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, everybody keep talking about stuff.
Stuff? I love stuff.
What are some of your... do you have a website or... not a website, but your internet presence?
Oh, we got our Facebook.
YouTube, kind of.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a YouTube. The problem is that we've been working on this album for like... this entire year so far.
Yeah, basically. This guy knows.
Yeah, this guy knows.
Forever!
And forever. We just... got the mix done. Everything's done. Now we got to do all the legal bullshit of distributing and
also
copywriting
merch stuff.
And merch. And we have no more money
at
all. But
gone.
I took it all.
He did take it all. We gave every penny we had to him.
Yeah.
But our online, we have a SoundCloud, right? Do we have a SoundCloud?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we have a SoundCloud.
I don't think much is on it though.
But yeah, we're really kind of, we don't have much on there because we've really just been focusing on getting this album, which should be launching in the next month or two,
something
by
like
July,
that.
roughly, more or less.
Roughly,
yeah.
But the Facebook page is where we'll update all that information.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
for information about upcoming shows, about what we're doing, when the album releases, everything is going to be on Facebook. That's our main platform.
Yeah. It's Frankly Fictitious.
Yep.
No funny word spellings.
Nope.
It's just Frankly the word.
Yep.
And
yep. We didn't
fictitious.
Want to do any. We didn't want to do any funny word spellings.
Now a bunch of the people who make posters for us spell our name constantly wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
But recently they've been getting better at it. So
yep.
That's good.
Yeah.
Where are some of the places you've been playing?
We're huge.
And
like,
some of the gigs, other bands you play with.
Studio on 4th loves us.
Davidson's Distillery is a big one.
Oh, Davidson's loves
they
us.
They do. It's
Coked
amazing.
Out Bikers.
Coked
is
Out
our
Bikers.
Scene.
All the way.
Yeah.
We played at Rock Bar before that shut down.
Yep.
Let's see. Who do we play with? We play with American Slacker Society. We play with Evil Ash a lot. We
Viva Revenge, we played with once.
We did Viva Revenge.
Sat him on the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah. We played with the Voodoo Cats.
Yeah, we played with the Voodoo,
Voodoo
Cats.
Voodoo Cats are a lot of fun.
Oh,
great
God.
Show.
They're
great
amazing.
Show.
Like,
one of my favorite bands
too,
of the
like,
one of my favorite local bands.
Yeah.
Even if they are
for sure.
They're certainly veterans. They're fantastic.
God. They're legit 80s hair metal band straight from the
80s. Well, not hair metal, but they're you know, blues rock metal sort of cool
in
stuff.
In there. Point.
Yeah.
Very
point
80s.
Is, very 80s. Obnoxiously.
Sounds like hair,
but it's
hair
amazing.
Metal.
Amazing. Like, they're good friends of ours and they're fucking they put us to shame.
Yeah,
we've known their singer forever.
Very talented to do all that stuff.
Yeah. But
no matter how old or young you are. That's what's cool about music. It's the equalizer, you know? Like,
finally.
It only
the
matters
equalizer.
How good you play.
Yeah.
You know?
We play at Recycled Records a lot.
Yes.
We
actually just did that
times.
Last Saturday. We had a show
it's,
there.
They're a hit or miss show. It's sometimes they're just packed and you've got like 50 people there. Sometimes only the people you bring. Mm-hmm. So, but
yeah.
But they're fun. It's
what
a
time,
fun show.
What time do they have the shows over there at Recycled Records?
Well, the one we just played was like 6:30 to 8.
Sometimes
on Saturdays or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They,
right on.
They actually let any band who's out there can actually just go up to the front desk and ask them to play, and they'll set you up within the week or two, you know? It's actually
very
really cool. I saw it advertised on the at the store. So
our first gig when we reunited was actually at Recycled Records for Record Store Day.
Nice.
No, Art Walk.
Art Walk.
Yeah, and that was
walk,
a great show. They were just packed.
That was before I rejoined the band, though.
You were there, though.
I was there. I wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Did you make fun of the other bass player?
Oh, he's a good guy. I wouldn't make fun of him.
He is a good guy.
I make fun of the guy who came after him.
Yeah, he was a yeah.
So what happened?
Oh,
I found out
the guy I went on a date with actually works with him.
Really?
I think he... I don't know if he's actually his manager or just a manager also who works with him.
It's a small town.
Fact.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
Or knows somebody who knows somebody who they know.
Especially
know?
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm really famous. Like, everywhere I go, I meet at least one person I know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
One night, I just
you
took
should
him.
Run for mayor.
One night, I just took him, like, walking through, what was it, Silver Legacy. We're just bored, wondering what to do. And he's like, oh, hey, I know that band. Yeah, I know the drummer up there, or bassist, or I remember what it was, but
I don't remember.
Like, yeah, I met him, and then there's a pizza place across the way.
Oh,
yeah, I know the guy working at that pizza place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, how?
Because
just take it with, like, one random casino. And, you know,
I've been in the music business around Reno for 4 years since we formed this band, so I made a lot of connections over the years.
He's good at keeping them up.
And I'm a marketing major at UNR, so I know my shit.
He uses it.
And so how many other members have been in your band?
Let me do this. Okay. So originally there was four of us. It was him on keyboard, me on guitar, Johnny on drums, and this guy named Trevor Eck on bass.
Cool
guy.
His name was Trevor Eck.
Yes. His name was Trevor Eck.
Dude, he made that
What do you mean was?
Yeah.
No, his name, he is alive. He is very much alive.
Point is, yeah, we had him, then, did Maddie come first?
I think...
Austin came.
Yeah, Austin.
Then we got
the
singer who
sucked.
Was rough.
He was rough. He did not suck. I mean,
and
he tried his damnedest.
He gave it his all.
He did.
And then we kicked him out. And then we got this other singer named who we're just gonna call Pinky.
Yep.
And she was like early 2000s emo monotone, and that didn't work.
She didn't really have any stage presence,
you know?
That.
Yeah.
She just kind of
Neither did
there.
We at the time, but we thought we did.
We had
so
more than
matter.
She had.
So so then we kicked her out, and then...
How'd you let her down? I'm kind of curious.
It was kind of a mutual thing.
Yeah. Okay.
She was with us for like a month.
Three months, and we wasted a lot of time with her, unfortunately, but it's how it goes.
We've wasted a lot of time. Then we
were playing like the same six cover songs for like years, two years.
We were.
Then we got in one night we got a manager, a
rhythm guitarist,
and a second bassist.
Because Trevor left.
Trevor left, but then Trevor came back, so we had two bassists at one point.
I love young dudes who decide that they're going to be managers.
Yeah,
like it's when I decided I was going to be a sound recorder, and then like that. But it's like I don't know, then you meet the people that are like, I'm going to manage bands and stuff. And I always think that's like that was like wear suits and,
but they don't.
They don't.
Like, no. Yeah.
And then,
so that didn't go well. Your manager?
No. He just didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's what managers do. They don't do anything and take 10%.
It was actually a free manager.
He was our
you
friend.
Got so every penny.
He didn't hook you up with any shows or nothing.
Nope.
Anyway, we've had three managers.
And he wasn't your manager. He was just a dude hanging out with
pretty
you.
Pretty much.
Basically, yeah.
Basically.
Roadie was
so
the title.
What? Overall, we've had like, what, 12 people?
Something
11,
like that.
12, 13,
yeah,
19.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
I had no idea you guys were the cream of the crop of this band.
No, we are
You're
cream.
Not saying
we're the only
there.
Ones stupid enough to stay.
Yeah, we are cream, though. We're a power trio. Huh? See?
Yeah, like Jonathan. Cream, like the band.
Oh, I mean like
good reference. Good
yeah,
reference.
See, we're as good as Cream, right?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like as soon as you said it, I was like, I don't know. Fuck you guys. I'm glad you came back. What happened? Why did you leave?
Well, the thing is, after we graduated high school, we broke up the band entirely. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're all going to college, and because
Caden wanted to be a douchebag frat boy,
and the singer,
and I was for a year.
He was, and
was
the singer at the time wanted to.
Okay.
Dude, I watch a lot of frat boy porn. Being a frat boy looks like it's hella fun.
I watch the frat boys next door.
Actually, you know what? It's a lot like that. Actually,
like frat boy,
it really
X.
is.
Fraternity X is my favorite. Oh. Damn.
Yeah. And then while in this year and a half or so hiatus, I was actually in this metal band that I found off of Craigslist. And as you can see, I'm not a metal drummer at all. So they gave me a lot of shit about it. And I ended up punching the singer and then shoving my drumstick up the guitar player's ass and saying, fuck you all.
You're not literally, though.
No, I mean it. I shoved a drumstick up this guy's ass.
He literally means it.
That's assault, bro. That's bad. Okay, well,
dude, I didn't know Johnny had a violent streak.
Maybe we'll
streak.
Cut that part out of the show.
I normally don't, but if you get me riled up, like,
anywho. So to answer your original question,
I'm gonna stay away from pissing you off, dude.
To answer the original question,
It takes a lot, though.
To answer your original question, I actually went to school at Rochester for like a year and a half.
Rochester,
New York.
Nevada?
New York.
Oh.
So that's why I wasn't in the band. I was on the other side of the country. And
damn.
So when they decided to reform, they had this other guy who was playing bass for the band for a bit after both Trevor and the guy we got to replace him left. And then, let's see.
That guy left to go...
He just got too busy. He was working two jobs and going to school and...
No, that...
Paying
that
for everything by himself?
No, I was talking about Gabe.
Oh, yeah, Gabe just disappeared.
Well, he went to go live with his biological father.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, complex family issues.
Yeah, he had... Yeah. and then we got this other guy named Thomas, and he had a bunch going on, so he eventually left. And that he left literally the day I got back from Rochester.
Perfect.
Literally on the day. So I just get this text message like, hey, asshole, want to come play bass? And I'm like, I don't play bass.
It was
I play guitar.
Thing. We were like, we just need a dude for like the summer. You're going to be here, whatever. And then he started playing with us. And I've known him since I was 8.
Mm-hmm.
I've known him since 7th grade, like. We've hung out. We know each other.
Kids
we can play
homies.
Together. Yeah,
dude,
exactly.
When you were little kids, was everybody like, oh, why are you hanging out with a little gay kid?
He actually didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't actually, I guess the word would be discover, find out, realize I was gay until like a month after I turned 21.
Dude, everybody knew that I couldn't fucking throw. I couldn't catch. I wasn't interested in baseball. I just wanted to play with girls.
Yeah,
things.
But.
They're all, look at that little faggot kid. And then I'm all, what does that mean?
When I was young, that just made me a nerd.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's such a different world. Okay.
Maybe. It's like, nerd. Yeah, I was popular with the girls. They all wanted me to do their homework for them.
Attaboy, Jason.
Well, far out. Well, I'm glad you reunited.
Thanks.
You're here on the show. Do you have any shows coming up?
Well, if Caden can get in touch with his girlfriend and ask her if they're going to Yosemite, we might have a show in Sacramento at the Naked Lounge on June 10th. Other than that, we're trying to do an album release party, which once I get our CDs and merchandise in my hands, then I'll start planning that out and we'll go from there.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Why don't you guys play us another song and then
this time my headphones should not fall.
Yay! Okay. We have strapped them to his head.
Can we play blues?
Yes, we can play blues, Katie.
Fuck yeah, sure. I want to play blues.
You wouldn't lose the headphones on that song anyway. Johnny could lose headphones on anything.
Yeah.
All right, ready, Jason?
Ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
yeah.
Jeez.
We could tear it up there, Caden.
Thank you.
Shredding.
You and your
soul. It was fun to watch.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus. So I got, like, a total perfect view to watch them do the pedals.
Oh, you should see it live when we're actually at a show and actually, you know, working it.
Like yeah, the stage.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
Stupid.
It was rad because he's working it in a confined space. It was very, very cool to see. You know, Rick, will you give me some music, please?
What a great fucking idea!
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Thank you, Zombo. All right, folks, it's time for the worst little quiz. We're gonna ask Frankly Fictitious.
Oh, hooray!
A bunch of questions that might be awkward, that might be informative, but mostly they're just a lot of fun for us to ask. Let's start off with Jason.
Oh, no.
All right, Jason.
Abraham Lincoln.
What age and circumstance of the loss of your virginity? And location. Age, location, circumstance.
Okay, well, I was 21 because, like I said, I didn't actually find out I was gay until I was 21.
You didn't find out you were gay until you were 21.
Yeah.
You never noticed that when you looked at guys, they were hot?
It's like... It's one of those things where I always just kind of shrugged it off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's normal. Everyone yeah. feels that way, right? You
Dude,
feel that
oh
way,
my
right?
God,
Caden,
I figured
right?
that out at 14. I'm
you
like,
get a boner
okay,
when
I'm
looking.
Gay.
You get a boner when looking at dicks, right, Caden?
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Everybody just ignores that. Yeah.
No,
yeah, really.
That's yeah. So that's that. So it was 21.
That is really weird.
I was 21 and I'm like, okay, I gotta lose my I'm just gonna fuck a guy just to make sure I know what I'm doing. So I literally just hopped on Grindr and just went for it.
And was it like wow. some old scary dude, or was it some hot rad dude, or was it a straight guy?
Somewhere, well, not the last one, but it was like somewhere in between.
Nice.
It's like, yeah.
Dirty cocksucker.
Yeah, basically.
Riku.
Okay, that's enough.
I know.
I'm going to give you a few points for that. All
we
right.
got points now?
Johnny,
oh,
how
I'm
about you? When were you deflowered? And how
I,
was it?
Well, I am
in the
still,
mic.
Still a virgin.
Thank you. Johnny is still a virgin.
All right. You get points for that.
How
actually.
Adorable is that?
I know.
I'm gonna give
Johnny
you...
is the sweetest, nicest kid ever.
Thank okay. you, Rick. You're the best.
Dude, so,
Caden.
Like...
Okay. I lost mine to a crazy girl in high school, and we were in the middle of a ditch on a picnic blanket listening to Boston's More Than a Feeling.
Very.
It's,
that was,
honestly,
I mean,
it's how I would have.
Like,
that's how I would have wanted it.
That's
it was a dream
song.
Come true.
The best song, though.
You played that question to. Very well. That round goes to Caden for
oh,
sure.
Oh, I think most of these are.
All right, let's get to another question here. What was the first big rock show you ever saw?
Ever.
Or I mean, it didn't have to be rock, but a big concert that you went to.
Okay. Well,
excited.
One that's still one of my favorites is. I was in Rochester, like I mentioned earlier, and the Black Keys were coming to town.
Oh.
And opening for them was Cage the Elephant. And I am still a huge fan of both of those bands, so I was so stoked. But the best part is that it was on my birthday.
Fuck.
They were playing in Rochester on my birthday.
Fuck.
So, of course,
that was
I
your
had
first
to go.
Big show at what age?
I think that was my 19th birthday.
So you had never been to a
No, I had been to a bigger show before that.
Okay, okay.
I did.
We want to know the first one that sucked.
That sucked.
That you don't want to tell us how cool it was.
I mean,
what was
saw
the first one?
Siberian Orchestra once.
Nice. That counts,
the,
right, Nick?
That's the first one.
I've seen that. That's a big concert.
Yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Was that the first big concert you saw?
Yeah, that's the first one I remember. I feel like, no, that was... No, that was a
yeah, don't first
dude. They
remember.
Make it fucking snow in the amphitheater. It's
they,
pretty, it's
not when I
cool.
was there. Oh. Not when I was there. But it was still pretty rad.
Okay, well, I'm gonna give you points for both stories.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
First show.
Let's jump over to Caden. What was first rad rock or what was the first show you ever went to that was big?
The first one that like comes to mind that the first big
concert.
Big thing
yeah.
Was Johnny and I actually went and saw Blue Oyster Cult.
Ooh,
they were playing Free at the Rib Festival, and it was just insane. And I forget what his name was, but their bassist was...
It's Rudy Sarzo from Quiet Riot and Whitesnake and
yeah.
all those heavy metal bands from the 80s.
And they played uh-huh. a bunch of his shit, and it was during Godzilla, and it was just fucking... I was a huge Blue Oyster Cult fan. Well, I still am. They're in my top five.
Nice.
But
You never hear a young person say that anymore very much.
In high school, people used to call me a hipster because I'm like, oh, yeah, I listen to Blue Oyster Cult. And they're like, oh, yeah, that must just be some hipster band because that's such a stupid name. And I'm like, guys, fuck you. And then they're like, oh, yeah, and you probably listen to it on vinyl. And I'm like, well, yeah, because that's all we have. Yeah. So
don't fear the Reaper, yeah. Motherfucker.
It's not because we're cool. My parents are poor. They can't afford a CD player.
Alrighty.
And Johnny, was that yours as well? Because you were there?
Well, I was there, but if you want to know, the very first big concert I went to was Boston in 2008. More than a feeling and stuff like that. And Michael Sweet from the Christian hair metal band Striper was singing vocals. This was after Brad Delp died. And God, Michael Sweet is one of the most amazing vocalists ever, really. He can do all the songs justice very well. But another big concert was, we all actually road tripped to Vegas to see Green Day on April.
Oh, that was one hell of a show.
And yeah, we all fangirl our asses off about it.
Oh my God, it was embarrassing in the best kind of way.
Did you meet him or something?
No.
Oh, you just.
We were in the nosebleeds, like literally crying.
Oh, we were in the nosebleeds, literally coming.
What do you think? We're college students. We can't afford like the way front up meet and greet for a band that's so influential, you know?
Spunk!
Exactly.
All right, I'm giving it to Caden again, BOC.
God, he's Caden in the lead, yeah. On the fucking quiz.
We know.
All right, when you guys are searching to look at pornography, what search terms do you use?
You know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks, BBW, MMF, big and busty, eggs Danny Thomas style, lemon party,
gross.
Blue waffle, Manhattan reach around?
Literally none of those.
Oh,
the last one.
I've heard of very few of those.
Ookie cookie.
So
I've never Googled Ookie cookie.
Oh, you should. It's delightful. Last one loses.
Oh, gross.
Oh. Okay, so
I'm not Googling that, dude.
Okay, so who has to answer first?
Also, never Google your porn, by the way. Always keep that on your private browser, so you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, you can Google on your private browser.
Oh, I guess you could, yeah. That's true.
You would, yeah.
Who's first?
We're going to go with Jason first.
Again?
Jason! Yeah.
It's easier for me that way.
So, like, hairless twinks.
You want me to start with Caden?
Dudes.
I'll start with Caden. Let me start with Caden so it's more fair.
All right.
Uncut.
You know, man, I'm just going to be 100% honest.
That's what we're looking for.
Pregnant chicks. Yeah, wow. It's just what I do.
Caden is killing this.
Dude, like, that's, like, I just go straight for it, man. Just fucking, that's it.
Wow. Johnny?
Blonde MILFs.
What?
Nice.
Blonde MILFs.
Blonde MILFs. See? That's, all right.
And very popular nowadays, I understand.
I like to keep it simple, classy, and that's it.
Not ruin your taste for normal things. Well, not normal, but basic things. You know what I mean?
All right, basic things, yeah.
Blonde, MILF. You like the older ladies. Very good. I like that. But let's see. We got to have Jason's answer.
I always like the big muscular jocks.
Big muscular jocks.
Oh, yeah. And occasionally I like some variety.
Sometimes
I dive in on prison rape.
Do you prefer...
not much on me. Do you prefer, like, the dirty room.
Vanilla or chocolate?
I could go either way.
Like, yeah, you could.
Or are you into like cinnamon?
Again, I mean, I'm.
You're all racial.
You ever suffer from yellow fever? If you know what I'm saying.
All right, Jason, I'm gonna give you that round.
Fuck yeah, that was pretty good.
Really?
From all my gay friends out there.
Yeah, you just feel bad that you're giving too many points to Caden. That's why.
Well, he's kicking ass though.
Dude, pregnant chick.
Pregnant chick is pretty rad. For as far as the quiz goes, but you know, give one for Rick's team, you know, man.
Fuck yes. Dude, you got to throw a
for
bone
sure.
to the gays once in a while.
Fuck yeah.
For sure.
All right, let's start with Johnny downstairs.
Hi.
You're on a celebrity road trip. Who is, and you're gonna go across the country. Who's the celebrity you take with you?
Does he have to be alive, or she have to be alive?
Nope. They may anybody throughout history.
All right. I'd probably go on a road trip with Keith Moon.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Why do you even have to think about it?
I'm reading Glenn John's biography right now, and Keith Moon is an asshole. He just takes off all of his clothes and throws the gardeners into the pool at the L.A. mansion that he's at. And then fucking, and then the wife gets pissed off that he did that, so she throws all of his clothes in the pool, and he gets mad that his money's wet. Like, he's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Jason?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
Stuck in a car with...
You don't have to think about it too hard.
I would guess Brian May. Whoa. Because
musicians.
That's not a left field.
Because, like, first off, he's in Queen. Like, I mean, just that alone would be a hell of an awesome talk. Also, though, he has his PhD now in astrophysics, which is something I'm actually really interested in.
Far out.
So,
I like those reasons.
He did like a thesis on background dust on the solar system, something along those lines.
Yeah, I did that too, but I didn't want to show off.
Caden.
Ernest Hemingway.
Ooh, no hesitation.
Because it would just be a fucking shit show all the way. We'd be car barring, like fucking throwing grenades out the windows to stop the German U-boats. It would be a disaster.
I mean, I was thinking just like calm road trip, but I mean, that's a good road trip too.
Yeah.
I'll have to say that goes to Caden. Wow, he's kind of beating you guys here. Although the Keith Moon, Johnny, you gave it like a great shot. It's super close. Super close.
Let's begin with Caden. And how many books do you own?
Books?
Yes.
I actually really like books. Off the top of my head.
How many do you own?
Yeah, to the nearest.
Round it off to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000.
Maybe about 150 to my name. Does that include books for school?
Yes, those are books.
Then for school, probably about 200. A lot of philosophy.
Oh, fuck. And what was the last book that you read for pleasure?
I'm currently rereading all the works of Lovecraft. So, so like, the last thing I read was...
Rick's likes that. He's getting a boner.
Last thing I read was Dagon, for example. I read that last night.
Fucking rad.
Yeah.
Okay, Johnny, how many books do you own?
Including college books, I'd say probably around like 20 to 30. 30. We'll go with 30.
Do better next time. And what was the last book you read for pleasure?
Well, actually it was for pleasure and for an assignment because I really liked it. It was Play It As It Lays by Joan Didion. And it's a super cool book. It's based in Silver Wells, Nevada, and kind of in the California area of this... nuclear wasteland, sort of apocalyptic future thing, which is pretty cool.
Damn.
And they're all doing drugs. They're all having miserable lives. It's about kind of like how America's divided up into very poor people and very rich people in suburban areas and slums. And
so it's about the Trump administration.
So it's about life.
Well, it's applicable in the Trump administration, and it was in the 1970s. It was actually...
So it was about the Carter administration.
It was actually about Nixon's administration and the whole Kennedy and Lyndon B. Johnson and Nixon and that whole sort of thing and Martin Luther King Jr. It's based in all that sort of context. And it can definitely be applied to today with what's going on.
Very good. I'm going to give Johnny some points for that, but we got to have Jason's answer first.
I've got like 10. I don't.
Oh, my God.
I don't read much.
You are letting our people down.
Yeah, I am.
I expected you to be the heavy reader.
It's all online 10? These days. It's online
And I think fucking that ebooks count. Like half of my books are ebooks.
If you actually read them, you don't
e-books.
Just have them on a file.
Yeah. These days I read more articles and shorter stuff. So.
And what was the last book you read for pleasure?
That would be Catch 22. I like that book. I just do. It's such a good
isn't
book.
Isn't that the same guy did... I always get those books confused. Fahrenheit?
No, not that guy.
No, okay. No.
That would be Ray Bradbury.
Okay, who did Catch 22?
I'm blanking on his name right now, honestly.
All right, I'm giving that round to Johnny. Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely
first
don't
point.
Give it to me.
I like the book you were reading. It sounds very interesting.
It's really cool, and it's not that long either. But
okay, next question. Let's do.
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
Jim Carrey.
Very good.
That would make me want to die. So.
Okay, Jason with Jim Carrey. Caden?
Will Ferrell.
Oh, God, that would make me want to die more.
Johnny?
All right, ready for this? Brace yourselves. Robin Williams.
Ooh, oh, yeah. That's the best answer.
Yeah, that's the best answer.
Johnny for the win on that one. Okay.
Catching up slowly but surely.
All right. Well, this is your chance, fellas, to score some fast points. We're going to do the rapid fire portion of the quiz.
Rapid fire.
All right. We usually start off this portion with the standard question, and we'll start with Jason. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Caden?
Beatles.
Dancers?
Beatless.
All right, two Beatles. Did you say?
Beatless. I said Beatles.
He's just pronouncing Beatles. It. He's pronouncing it Hispanically.
Okay. Beatles all the way around.
It's, it's Beatless because Ringo is Beatless.
All right, punk rock or metal?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go metal.
Metal.
Punk rock.
Metal. Two metals and a punk. All right.
I'm the punk.
Let's go with Star Wars or Star Trek.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
What is it?
Star Wars.
Star Wars all the way?
Star Trek.
Mm. Oh, Star Trek.
I think I'm going to go Star Wars.
That's two wars and a Trek.
Yeah.
All Star right. Trek is good, though.
It's great. Oh, this is a hard choice for me. This is a really hard
Data
choice.
Data is bae, man. Data is bae.
Speaking of nerdy people, Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Marvel.
DC.
Marvel. DC.
Right. Marvel's too happy.
I'm going to go, okay, Clashers or Ramones? Clash or Ramones?
Clash.
Musically Clash. Ramones for nostalgic.
Yeah. Mm. One of our first covers was the Ramones.
Our first cover. Our first song.
Yeah, no, it was literally our first. Yeah,
yeah, it was the first one we played together.
But it's Clash. A good one to pick because Clash. They're so
you're
fucking
going with
simple.
The Clash?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like you notes. Said?
I said Clash.
Clash.
Dance. And Ramones. Because I like how one of their songs is just like, my dad's gay.
Yeah.
They have like the silliest lyrics ever. It's like two lines of different things repeating, and it's great.
Oh, I had a good one today. Me and my wife were discussing him. And I just want to see what your opinion is. Okay. Jason?
Yeah?
Iron Man or Batman? Who wins in a fight?
Oh, in a fight?
Yeah.
I would put my money on Iron Man. Do I need to give a reason or just
no? It's
firing.
I would say Batman.
Downstairs.
Man, Batman.
Two Batmans and an
Iron
Man.
Dude, if it's the 19, if it's the
I'm
19th,
saying that's who would win in a fight. Not who's cooler.
In reality today, that's so true. But fucking back in the 1960s, Batman
you
series.
Said butt fucking.
Iron Man. If it was the old 1960s Batman series, Batman would totally kick Iron Man's ass. There'd just be some weird way that it would happen.
Yeah. It wouldn't make any sense, but we'd all be okay with it.
And the costumes would be hella colorful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, who wins in a fight, donkey or walrus?
A donkey or a walrus?
Yes.
That is possibly the single weirdest question I've ever been asked. But, donkey, I would say.
See, I would say walrus because one, they have both. Water and land, and two, like a donkey could kick him, but what the fuck is it gonna do to a walrus?
The walrus is so squishy, so I'm
exactly.
gonna go with walrus
what's
too.
What's a walrus gonna
so
do
squishy.
To a donkey?
Nobody's ever pointed that out.
I know, like,
so
like
the
donkey
get
would
high enough up to actually. Do
I
don't know.
Damage.
I'm using horkers as examples, so the, like, that's what my
the,
is going on up
the
here.
The donkey would like try and kick the walrus, but all it would do is just bounce off it like a trampoline, and the donkey would go flying into outer space.
It's like a big Jabba the Hutt.
So we're going three walruses.
I was saying donkey. I'm still
one donkey.
Because if
two
the walrus
walruses.
Goes back in the water, the donkey's just not going to go. He's just going to stand there, staring, glaring.
This rapid fire is getting us close. Everybody's getting really close to each other. David Bowie or Prince?
Bowie.
Bowie.
Johnny?
Actually, Prince.
You're such a contrarian.
All
no,
right.
I was, I, after wait, wait, wait. He died, I actually the year after he died, I was going over Prince's discography, and I think it's actually. Pretty cool. A lot better.
I mean, it is.
Dave
no
Bowie.
Doubt.
I did same thing with Bowie, but yeah.
I never really got into Bowie, unfortunately.
I just
dude,
like
check
how
out the early
he
stuff.
Is.
It's fucking weird. It's
I
great.
Just like how weird he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
All right.
Circumcised or not?
Riku. Circumcised or not?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I could go either way, but I'm going to lean not.
Yay!
Rick loves you.
Yay!
I'm going to give you extra gay points for
and
Rick.
That means that he is circumcised because every gay guy likes what he doesn't have in his pants.
No, not cut.
Oh, you're un. Okay, yeah. Downstairs.
Oh, wait, we're talking about what we...
what you prefer.
We have dude, or what we prefer.
When we ask girls, we ask them what they prefer. So gay guys, it's kind of whatever. It goes both ways. You could say what you are or what you prefer.
I have cut. I prefer uncut.
Amen. Thank you. Dude, we're in the
same got uncut over here. Which do you prefer?
Do I prefer? Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to go still with uncut because I think Dead Worm is more hilarious than Mushroom.
It's a humor factor. It is funny. Okay. Yeah. Johnny?
Funny. Yes, I also prefer uncut.
Okay. All right, three uncuts.
If I had to choose.
All right, grunge or disco?
Grunge. Every day.
Grunge because my I have daddy issues with disco. My dad always dances disco and embarrasses the fuck out of me when he does it. He's a good guy, but I mean, I have bad memories of him shaking his ass to shake, 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 shake your booty.
Oh, but it's so hard not to shake your booty to that.
It really is.
All right. Gay or ginger?
Oh, gay or ginger.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I mean, I'm already gay.
That's beside the point. If you had to choose between those two things.
I think I'm going to stick with being gay.
Gay. And I don't really know why. Like, I don't really have a reason for it, but just gay.
I'll go ginger.
All right.
I could be Ginger Baker's cousin.
But gays can get married.
Sometimes.
Some places.
And gingers can get married,
too. Did you hear about the counties in Alabama that banned marriage outright because they didn't want to have gay marriage?
Oh, wow.
Legalized so across rad. The country.
Crazy.
We got the straights banned, man.
Dude. Damn. Fuck. Riku is really down with gay rights.
But they have the right to shut the fuck up.
You heard her, Rick. Sorry.
Pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza. All the pizza. Round table pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Calm down.
All right. And then my final question. If you could live in a world with either the Beatles or Star Wars, but you could not have both, which one do you pick?
Is it anybody?
All the way. What do you mean?
Well, like, can anybody answer, or is it him? Or
let's start
each
with
each of you.
Let's start with Jason
again. All right, start with me.
Beatles. Rapid fires. It just goes in same order.
Shoot, I can't decide.
Caden,
I'd rather live without Star Wars, and the reason is because Beatles have done so much more for music.
Mm-hmm. That is true,
and that's more important to me. I love Star Wars, but that's more important to me.
Okay, Dancer.
Yeah, I could also live without Star Wars too. I'm a Star Trek fan, so it doesn't concern me. And Beatles are the greatest band in the world.
I thought you all said Star Wars, but you said Star Trek. Shit. Yeah. Okay. Well, I kind of screwed the pooch on that, but what's your answer?
Well, now that these two have convinced me, I'm going to have to say Beatles, too. I would live in a world with the Beatles without Star Wars.
Okay.
But can't imagine getting many
people. Okay, Nick, you were adding up the points?
Yeah. And with a stunning upset, Johnny from downstairs is
our
winner.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah! What?
You got beat, Caden.
That's okay. That's okay.
Finally,
it was close, you guys.
Finally, fuck yeah. Woo!
All right. And what you win from our fine sponsors of Nobody, because nobody's sponsoring the show this week.
Oh, no. We have a drink cozy.
Drink koozie?
We have a drink koozie?
I discovered a drink koozie from
F'n Punks. Oh, we do have a sponsor.
Oh, hell yeah.
You all get right. A prize. Woo!
Thank you, Daniel.
Woo! Thank you, F'n Punks. You're the best.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. And now, shall we close the show, Rick? Should we get out of here?
Yeah. And you guys got, how many more songs you guys got, you think?
How many more do
should
you
we
want?
Go?
How
many did you play so far?
We played
three?
Two.
Three.
Three. Three.
Johnny can't count.
Well, let's double up on this next one, and then that'll equal five, and we can get out of here.
Get out of here.
Fuck,
but we're having so much fun.
I know. I wish this would go on forever.
I have to go get some food.
For sure.
And I need to go get some rest.
We can get pizza delivered, yeah?
And I need to...
Don't tell Johnny we're getting pizza.
Pizza! Cocaine! Pizza!
Oh
pizza and cocaine.
Johnny on coke would be so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, when you get older and develop a meth habit, don't ever come over here.
Okay. No promises. That's probably going to make me do that exactly.
If he gets a meth habit, he's coming.
Don't develop a meth habit.
Hi, all right,
guys.
Rick.
I'm gonna say goodbye to our listeners, and you guys are going to close the show out for us.
What two songs you say?
Yep.
All right, let's do One Man Democracy.
And it's
going to
be bam, bam, back to back.
Yeah. One Man Democracy and God to Know.
Really quick, Gotta Know is a new song. Rick, I don't think
you've heard it's this one that
yet.
I haven't heard.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking rad. Okay.
Very cool.
Because he recorded our first album.
So I know all of their songs really good.
Yeah. Right on.
I sing them in my sleep.
All right, well, this is Nick Ramirez saying thanks for listening. Life is short. We love you. Thank you, Frankly Fictitious. Thank you, Dog Water Dick.
Rock and roll,
thank you.
Baby.
Thanks
you.
For having us. We really
thank
enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Right on. We'll see you next week, Rory. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Frankly Fictitious.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. You see me laughing at the TV screen. Newsman is bashing my favorite celebrity. You see me smiling, everything's okay. We're keeping it trashy in the US of A. Cause we're a one-man democracy. Mind control in the land of the free. The media rules you from your TV. But you won't get me. I see you smiling, he's overseas. Our soldiers dying, politic hypocrisy. I know they're liars, our time won't come. The world's on fire, and the spreading of freedom. One man democracy, mind control in the land of the free. The media rules you from your TV, but you won't get me. We'll be right back.
love to feel a cold nylon on my big butt.
Dogwater Studios!
I'd like to stick my whole head in your mouth and let you suck out my eyeballs.
Can this be over, please?